Good morning. Hi, I'm Lance Terracotta, and I'd just like to welcome you to our morning show. Welcome and good morning, C. Farmington. It's a wonderful little show, and we have some guests here this morning. We had a local tragedy, a bit of an ecological disaster last week, and I'm sure everyone who listens to this program on a regular basis by our ratings count, that number's up to almost 27 people this week. So thank you all for listening and being loyal customers of our brand here. But people have been suffering this week. We've had a calamity in the community, an environmental disaster. Our own miniature Exxon Valdez, if you will. Our own tiny little Chernobyl. So what I'd like for so I have some guests here from the community, some notable figures who've graciously allowed to spend some time with us this Sunday morning, and they'd like to share with us their thoughts about the spill. So if I could have them introduce themselves, I would really appreciate it. And I'll start with you.
Well, hello. My name is Philip Timblecaster, and I am a local here in Farmington, and I was just going to state my opinion on how I feel over this oil spill.
My name is Flint Dirt. I live on the banks of the San Juan River, and the oil spill has affected me greatly.
My name is Simon Ritchie.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's really cool. I'm really glad to have you here. Thanks for spending your time this morning. Before we begin the interview, I'd like to have a word from one of our sponsors. Please buy a lovely little cheeseburger from Denny's down by the riverbank. Denny's has beautiful, beautiful hamburgers and chili, cheese, French toast. It's a beautiful thing that they have, and it's drizzled in sort of a honey-baked ham. So down at Denny's, where the food's always good and the service is mostly passable. So Denny's, 857-3426. Give them a call anytime. So anyway, my first question for you this morning is, how has this tragedy affected you? And I'll start with you, Mr. Simpson, I believe. Simon. Thank you.
This hasn't affected me much yet, but I know it will, because the people who were behind this oil spill have a plan.
May I ask you a follow-up question? What kind of a plan are you referring to? That's an interesting statement, and I don't quite understand it.
Well, you see, the people who have planned this oil spill in the San Juan River they're not terrorists. They didn't just do this for fun. They have a plan. They have something behind it. I just don't know what it is yet. I have to figure that out.
Mr. Simon, are you suggesting this was a terrorist activity?
Of course not. It was the government.
Are you saying the government was behind this? Those are some inflammatory remarks. Do you have any facts to back up this wild-eyed accusation?
The government wants money. They'll do anything to get it.
Interesting. Thank you. Sir, would you like to... Mr.
Flynn.
Flint? Yes, Flynn. Mr. Flynn. Thank you.
My name is Flint Dirt. I live on the banks of the San Juan River, and this disaster has affected me greatly.
How so, Mr. Flynn? Tell us how this has affected your daily life. I know I see here in your biography that you're a notable, you're a farmer of some sort, some sort of agricultural endeavors that you engage in. Please tell us about it.
I live on the banks of, my name is Flint Dirt, and I'm a professional muskrat hunter. And the muskrats have been doing better because of this oil spill. Their coats are nice and nice.
Well, we're just about out of time for this segment of the show. We're going to have to take a brief commercial interruption. This next segment will be brought to you by Time Magazine. They have a new Time Magazine for really extraordinarily old people. We'll be right back after this break.